KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, lower 80s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds, lower to mid 40s with wind gusts at 30. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, much cooler temperatures in the upper 50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lower 30s. And Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 72.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The latest forecast from USDA predicts smaller crop sizes and a potential for record soybean exports. Correspondent Michael Clements shares how those changes are having a big impact on the markets.
The latest World Agriculture Supply and Demand Report from the Department of Agriculture brings potential for increases in the price farmers receive for their crops. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Shelby Myers says USDA lowered old crop ending stocks for corn, changing the landscape of supply and demand.
The carryover of 1.9 billion bushels of corn and changes to the corn area planted from 97 million acres to 91 million acres also put the new crop year at different starting line for supply. With corn supply changes and demand changes overall, ending stocks are expected to be about 2.1 billion bushels, and the hopes of a larger price rally will really fall on the need for corn demand to pick up its pace.
For soybeans, 2019-20 ending stocks were lowered to 523 million bushels, and demand was slightly increased.
Rolling into the 2020-21 marketing year, USDA cut soybean area planted by 700,000 acres and lowered the amount to be harvested. The 2020-21 demand is good news. 2.2 billion bushels for soybean exports that's currently estimated would be the largest on record if achieved.
Myers says the report resulted in a market rally for corn and soybeans.
Unfortunately, the reactionary price bumps came later than what would have been ideal for many farmers, especially those who've been marketing the old crop and what ultimately ended up being a tighter than expected supply environment. But the price rally is certainly welcome news. Any potential yield changes that could impact supply favorably, combined with some renewed hope for demand increases, would help keep these market impacts supported.
Find a complete analysis on the market intel page at fb.org. Michael Clements reporting.
More ag information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant. We're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
You don't farm for just you. There's generations before you and generations that'll come after. You live up to legacy as much as you build one for the future to come. And it's why our all-new Gleaner S9 Series combines blend technology and know-how to give you the very best in control, comfort, and combine performance. It's the next generation Gleaner for the next generation of farming. Available at CanEquip in Marysville. The all-new S9 Series from Gleaner, built with the farmer in mind.
Hello, this is Jim Swim, candidate for the Kansas House 106 District. Representing you is my first priority. I'm not afraid to have the hard conversations necessary to move productive legislation forward in Topeka. I have experience as a leader who can resolve issues with people of opposing ideas. I will work and listen in order to create sustainable solutions. I am asking for your vote on November 3rd.
Paid for by Friends of Jim Swim, Gary Howland, Treasurer.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Governor Laura Kelly announced yesterday that the state of Kansas has joined other states in a COVID-19 testing group to try and monitor tests of the virus across the nation.
Kansas has officially joined a group of 5 states, 21 municipalities, and 2 Native American tribes participating in the bipartisan Rockefeller Foundation COVID-19 Testing Solutions Group. Through the Testing Solutions Group, the Rockefeller Foundation facilitates the exchange of best practices for public health authorities and officials working to scale up pandemic testing, tracing, and tracking to reopen their economies while safeguarding public health.
She says the commission meets every 2 weeks to discuss the latest COVID-19 numbers and what each state may or may not be doing that's working to help curb the positive tests. She also said new strategies in the state will include routine screening in counties with high case counts and additional safety measures at schools and nursing homes. Mid-America Network News.
Come one, come all to the greatest tale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now, only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock 2T0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
Officials in northern Kansas say a truck driver has died in a crash on a rural road near Makoto. Wichita TV station Cake News reports that the crash happened on Monday afternoon in Jewell County just outside Mankato. The Kansas Highway Patrol says 59-year-old Robert Newell of Mankato was negotiating a curve when his tractor trailer overturned. Investigators say that Newell had not been wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash and died at the scene. And Democrat Barbara Bollier says she raised nearly $13.5 million in 3 months for her campaign for U.S. Senate in Kansas. The figure announced yesterday is a Kansas record that brought Bollier's total fundraising to more than $20 million in an unexpectedly tough race for Republicans in the state. The Democrat issued a statement giving a broad summary of her fundraising from July 1 through September 30th, promising additional details until her campaign files a finance report later in the week. Marshall's campaign plans to release fundraising information as well when it files its report. The campaign and outside groups have already spent a record $32 million on advertising. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier on a Tuesday.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. The number of people hospitalized with the coronavirus and the rate of new cases remains high in Nebraska. The state said yesterday 299 people were hospitalized with COVID-19. That's just under the record of 305 people set last weekend, but well above the spring peak of 232 set back in May. An Associated Press analysis of data from Johns Hopkins University shows Nebraska continues to have the seventh highest rate of new cases in the nation. The seven-day rolling average of the positivity rate in Nebraska declined slightly over the past 2 weeks, going from 13.22% at the end of September to 13.08% on Monday. A former Lincoln television reporter has been found guilty of attempted second-degree sexual assault. Zachary Worthington, who used to work for KLKN-TV in Lincoln, pleaded no contest to the charge as part of a deal with prosecutors. Rick Everett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now, only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock 2T0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. An $834,000 federal grant through USDA Rural Development will provide Pawtee mental health services, resources to expand existing infrastructure, and create partnerships with the Clay and Republic County Health Departments to provide expanded services and enhanced hours of operation. In 2019, Pawnee Mental Health received over $400,000 in grant funding to expand video conferencing services to Jewell, Mitchell, and Washington counties in north central Kansas. The organization serves a 10-county area, including Marshall and Washington counties. The Justice Center in Westmoreland was closed after as many as five people affiliated with the Pottawatomie County facility tested positive for COVID-19. Anyone who may have gone to the Justice Center in Westmoreland during the past 14 days should monitor your health for symptoms. Reopening plans will be monitored accordingly.
Area businesses that have been affected by the COVID pandemic are now able to get some relief. Washington County received an $80,000 grant. John Bruno with the Washington County Economic Partnership talks about who can apply for the grant.
The main criteria for the grant is that the business or nonprofit was negatively impacted. They do have to be in Washington County. They can have received federal funding already, but the funds cannot be duplicated.
The deadline for the application is October 15th.
Businesses or nonprofits that want to apply can go to our website at www.wacoeco.org, and that's WACOECO.org.
Bruna said the partnership will meet on October 20th to decide how the money will be dispersed. In Marshall County, they received $100,000 in grant money. Marshall County Partnership for Growth Executive Director Ellen Barber talks about who was eligible for that grant.
This new Spark grant is for anyone whose business has been affected by the coronavirus. Anyone can apply as long as they're within the county limits and they have a brick and mortar business. It's also for nonprofits, which is really helpful because they've been missed in the past offerings.
Barber said there is also a deadline to turn in applications.
You can apply by going to choosemarshallcountyks.com, and there you'll find the eligibility rules and you'll find an application. And the important thing to remember is you have to apply by October 31st, no exceptions. So you want to check that out early because there is a process to go through in order to apply.
Marshall County Partnership for Growth hopes to have all the grant money dispersed by the end of the year.
Marvin L. Tug DeLay, age 92, of Morroville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Morroville Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Marvin Tug DeLay. Edwin A. Bikeman, age 84, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m., Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 2 until 8 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home of Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Edwin Bikeman. Lola L. Danielson, age 84, of Randolph, passed away April 20th. Memorial service Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Lola Danielson. Arthur D. Art Pearson, age 70, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home. Burial in the Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Art Pearson. Kenneth E. Jiggs Slifer, age 91, of Frankfort, passed away on Sunday. Private service will be held at a later date with the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Kenneth Jiggs Slifer.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Welcome to Marysville during the Pony Express Gravel Dash this weekend. The annual event Saturday brings riders from several Midwest states. Cheer them on and join the activities at the Historic Depot. Also featured Saturday, the Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K Run. Saturday afternoon, it's the Squirrel Jam in the Marysville City Park from 2 until 6:30. Coolers welcome. Free admission. Drop by. Many local merchants open this weekend as well. Learn more online at visitmarysvilleks.org. Your invitation from the Citizens State Banks, Blue Valley Technologies, free CPA and tension envelope.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low-pressure system across the upper parts of the Midwest, the cold front that will extend into the central and east-central parts of the Midwest as we head through today and into tonight. Some areas bring in some increasing clouds. Some areas could see a little bit of some rain showers, but the main thing is behind this cold front, we'll see a blast of cool air. A deep upper-level trough will bring us some cooler-than-average temperatures as we head towards the end of the week, with a little bit warmer temperatures on Saturday before another front moves through, bringing cooler temperatures Sunday and into the early parts of next week. So looking at the forecast, sunny skies for this Wednesday, lower 80s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, increasing clouds, lower to mid 40s. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny skies, we'll see highs in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, down to 32. As into Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
When it comes to agriculture, you want a financial partner that's down to earth with roots in ag business. We're local. We've been serving the ag banking needs of this community for generations. So if you need a good ag bank, think of us. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature mid-October 69, recent record high 83 in 1996. Average low 43, the record low 28 in 2006. Sunrise this morning 7:36, sunset this evening at 6:47.
Smaller lawns need as much maintenance as larger ones, but the techniques are often different. Some full lawn care advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 14th, the 288th day of the year. Our 34th president, Dwight Eisenhower, was born on this day in 1890, and in 1947, test pilot Chuck Yeager became the first person to break the sound barrier. If you only feed your lawn once a year, fall is the most critical time. And here's a few clever tips for fertilizer application. If you have a small lawn, there's no need for a full-blown spreader. You can make your own from a coffee can. Punch holes in the bottom and use it like a giant salt shaker. To avoid getting fertilizer on your shoes, walk backwards as you work. And if you have trouble getting an even application, try this trick. Mix a little flour in with a lawn food. The white powder is easy to see and it won't harm your lawn. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
4-H for you.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Cottage Hill Ag Supply, Edward Jones and Kate Manley, Blue Valley Technologies, and Free CPA.
I am Brew Baker, and I have been, and this is my first year of 4-H. Happy Harvesters, and I have, my pig is Luke, and he's a Duroc.
The world today isn't what it used to be. It's bigger, faster, and more advanced than ever before. But in the face of real-life challenges, kids in 4-H are inspired to do. To build our confidence, to pursue our passions, and to empower true leaders to one day lead us all. You see, 4-H isn't just another club. It's an action-taking, skills-making, friendship-making society made up of doers like you and like yours. So instead of wondering what the future will hold, do something now to help all of us shape it. Help us celebrate this year's National 4-H Week by joining our movement to inspire kids to do. 4-H youth, parents, volunteers, and alumni will celebrate 4-H month in October. Join 4-H and explore exciting ways to grow and do together. Visit kansas4-h.org to learn more. I'm Brooke Porter. This is my 8th year in 4-H, and my favorite project is the Horse Project. I'm Olivia Scala. This is my 6th year in 4-H, and my favorite project is the Sheep Project. Hi, my name is Alexis Miller. This is my 6th year in 4-H, and my favorite project is the Swine Project.
I'm Abby McInerney with the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for 5 years. Some of my favorite projects are photography, cake decorating, and arts and crafts. Also, getting to go to 4-H camp and meeting new friends was really fun. Hope you join too.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Cottage Hill Ag Supply, Edward Jones and Kate Manley, Blue Valley Technologies, and Free CPA.
C&K Service salutes the local 4-H clubs and leaders for their dedication to the 4-H ideals. Thank you for the education you give to the youth in the community. Everyone appreciates the hard work the leaders put forth in making the young people successful. From your friends at C&K Service in Sabetha.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. K-State quarterback Skylar Thompson missing the rest of the season after having surgery on his throwing shoulder. That leaves freshman Will Howard to lead the number 22 Wildcats the rest of the way. Thompson was hurt 2 weeks ago when Texas Tech's Rico Jeffers drove him to the ground after unloading a pass in the Wildcats' 31-21 victory over Texas. The Red Raiders were penalized and Jeffers was ejected for the late hit. The Wildcats have a bye week this week before the Sunflower Showdown facing KU on October 24th. Other K-State news, according to reports, K-State sophomore receiver Joshua Youngblood has entered the transfer portal. Youngblood had an electric freshman campaign in which he had 128 total yards and spent most of his time on special teams. He was named Big 12 Special Teams Player of the Year. This season, he tallied only one rush for 3 yards, which occurred against Oklahoma. I'm Rick Everett with a Wednesday look at Kansas sports on the Mid-America Network.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's 3 rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now, only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock QT0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
Wichita State head men's basketball coach Greg Marshall yesterday released a statement denying wrongdoing as an investigation into allegations of misconduct continues. The allegations include claims of physical abuse against a former player and an assistant coach. In a statement released yesterday, Marshall said in part, quote, "I simply state unequivocally that I have never physically struck a player or colleague. Allegations claiming otherwise are false," end quote. From the court to the gridiron, according to new reports, Chiefs fullback Anthony Sherman has been added to the team's COVID-19 list. ESPN's Adam Schefter was the first to report the news yesterday. Earlier this month, practice squad quarterback Jordan Tamu tested positive. His test, along with a positive for New England quarterback Cam Newton, delayed the Chiefs-Patriots game by 24 hours. And pro golfer Dustin Johnson has tested positive for COVID. He's ranked as the number one player in the world and the reigning PGA Tour Player of the Year. And American Network Sports.
High school football's the topic on the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20. Southern and Diller Odell, the feature Monday, Haxtell and Centralia Tuesday, Hanover Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights Thursday, with Washington County and Marysville Friday. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening. And it's high school football with Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Area games Friday, live on FM 95.5.
You'll need to take a close look to truly appreciate the subtle beauty of toad lily flowers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Hardy in zones 4 to 8, this late season bloomer grows best in partial shade and moist soil. The unique flowers are showy, resemble an orchid, but are very small. So plant them in a lightly shaded border along a walk, patio, or entryway where they can be enjoyed. The upright arching stems grow 1 to 3 feet tall. The plant spreads slowly by underground rhizomes forming clumps 2 feet wide. Japanese toad lilies combine nicely with other perennials that prefer the same growing conditions. Try planting them with ferns, hellebores, lungwort, and trout lilies. Cut a few flowers to enjoy indoors, but leave plenty for the bees and other insects. Toad lily flowers are a great source of nectar for late season visitors. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Just about any place you visit in this nation can spin quite a tale about its history. But this East Coast city has done a remarkable job of preserving much of what took place 2 to 3 centuries ago. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Although the nation's capital often gets much of the press, Maryland's state capital of Annapolis, that lies just 20 miles outside the Beltway, has plenty of history from the very first days of the country.
All four signers of the Declaration of Independence in Maryland had homes in Annapolis, and all four of those homes are still standing today. Three of them are open to the public, the William Paca House and Garden, the Charles Carroll House, and the Chase Lloyd House.
Susan Steckman says Annapolis has more 18th century buildings than any other place in the country.
We have a wonderful historic preservation movement that got started in Annapolis about 55 years ago. It was spearheaded by a woman named St. Clair Wright. And at that point, she saw it was the time when a lot of towns and cities were tearing down the old to build up the new. And she recognized the treasures that were here in Annapolis. And she got a grassroots effort going to preserve the history of Annapolis.
The historic structures include the very seat of state government today.
The Maryland State House is the oldest state house in continuous legislative use in the country. And it also served as the nation's capital for a brief period between 1783 and 1784. And it was during that time that General George Washington resigned his commission as commander-in-chief of the Continental Forces, and the Treaty of Paris was ratified there.
One of the most important speeches ever delivered inside that building is today preserved there.
That's where he gave his farewell address, and I'm happy to say that the original farewell address that he carried in his pocket, it is going to be on display at the Maryland State House.
We'll have more of the story next time from Maryland's capital as we travel the countryside. In Annapolis, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a public auction of collectibles, hardware, and household items for Harold and Mary Brokamp Saturday, October 17th, beginning at 10 a.m. in Corning at the former General Store and Corn Crib Cafe. A number of collectible items include an oak icebox with electric compressor, platform scale, national cash register, oak harvest table, 3 and 5 drawer dressers, lots of advertising items, metal signs, a few neon signs, framed pictures, and a few older prints, plus many other collectibles. Household items include a ceramic top, electric stove, electric dryer, pellet stove, microwaves, Hardware items include new hand tools, over 40 pocket knives, over 100 pair of leather gloves, gift bags, and miscellaneous. This public auction of collectibles, hardware, and household items for Harold and Mary Brokamp will be held Saturday, October 17th, 10 a.m. in Corning at the former General Store and Corn Crib Cafe. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
As you bring firewood inside this winter, there may be hitchhikers. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Most insects living in the wood are only a nuisance, but there are ways to keep them out as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
When the winter winds start blowing, we bring firewood inside to burn and help keep us warm. Unfortunately, there may be insects in the wood that are more than happy to share our cozy space. Jonathan Larson is an extension entomologist at the University of Nebraska. He says there are two ways that bugs are attracted to firewood. Some of them just hide out between the cracks, but others are living in it full time, such as wood-boring beetles.
They'll come out as adults, and people usually become startled. They're afraid that these borers or these beetles will then infest their furniture around their house. And I'm happy to say that that won't happen. You don't have to worry about that. The other ones are going to be things like spiders, smaller beetles, wood roaches, the roly-polies, the pill bugs. And as you bring it in, you warm them up in your house, and then they start to crawl around, and it freaks a lot of people out.
Don't panic. Just grab the vacuum cleaner and suck them up. It is possible to prevent bugs from hanging out in your firewood, at least most of them.
You should try and stack it up and maybe cover it up with a tarp or maybe have a little container that you put the wood into. Keeping it dry definitely makes it less attractive to the things like the roly-polies and the spiders and stuff like that. It won't do much to deter the beetles that may already be in the wood, babies that are developing and turning into adults, but it definitely will help cut down on the others.
Try not to stack the wood pile directly on the ground. Only bring in wood as needed and use the oldest wood first. Larson does not recommend treating firewood with insecticide. It's useless because the bugs are sheltered within the wood, and if you burn the treated logs, harmful vapors are released into the house. Find more tips for keeping bugs out of the woodpile at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Customer satisfaction is number one at Carriage Motors. Thank you to all our customers for trusting us with your car buying experience. Carriage Motors in Beatrice. Explore our impressive selection of new and pre-owned cars, crossovers, and SUVs online, or stop by our showroom to experience all that we have to offer.
dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down.
Just for fun, I did an online search using the word happiness. I was astounded at how many books, articles, podcasts I found. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, we read and talk a lot about happiness, but what about contentment? Maybe not so surprising. I couldn't find many books about that. But between happiness and contentment, I think one can bring a lot more joy to your life. In my mind, there's a big difference. Happiness is a fleeting feeling, like I'm happy today because I got my promotion at work. But contentment, well, it's more lasting. It's I know I have enough, no matter what my current situation is. Contentment is a steady, peaceful feeling. Contentment doesn't mean you're settling for less. It means you understand that all you have is a gift from God, and that you get to use those gifts wisely, whether they are many or few.
Sunmart Foods wants all our friends in the Beatrice area to know we appreciate your business. The loyalty of our customers is the key to our success, and we take pride in offering you the freshest bakery, deli, produce, meat, and seafood selections every day. Sunmart Foods in Beatrice. Shop fresh, shop smart, shop Sunmart.
A dredging project on the lower Mississippi River offers a potentially huge payout to farmers. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
A project has begun to dredge the last 256 miles of the Mississippi River to increase the depth to 50 feet. Mike Steenhook of the Soy Transportation Coalition.
One of the things that I thought was unfortunate is the stakeholders in Louisiana had done an exceptional job of promoting this issue, but I thought Midwestern stakeholders were being quite negligent in providing additional support for that effort. When you look at our agricultural supply chain and how consequential the lower Mississippi River is, the fact is that what happens down there impacts what happens up here in the Midwest. And what happens up here in the Midwest impacts what happens down there.
Steenhook says the feds are paying for 75% of the project, and the United Soybean Board kicked in $2 million to cover part of the rest.
For the state of Illinois, this is just an example. Soybean farmers will receive $77 million each year. In addition, not because supply has changed, not because demand has changed, but simply because the supply chain is more economical and more efficient. The aggregate figure for U.S. soybean farmers is $461 million, so a very compelling benefit-cost ratio for that project.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Hello, this is Jim Swim, candidate for the Kansas House 106 District. Representing you is my first priority. I will vote to pass Medicaid expansion, which will bring a portion of our federal tax dollars back to Kansas. By reducing uncompensated care costs, Medicaid expansion will help to save our rural hospitals and other vital health care services. A vote for Jim Swim is a vote for Medicaid expansion in Kansas.
Paid for by friends of Jim Swim, Gary Howland, Treasurer.
Hello and good Wednesday. Sim Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. A top GOP ag senator predicts his president, Joe Biden, would restore the long-criticized Obama-era water of the U.S. of acres of farmland, including ditches, farm ponds, and
it's practically the thinking of the entire Democrat Party. They would put just as bad of a WOTUS back in place as Trump took out.
The Biden campaign tells the American Farm Bureau they'll evaluate it, referring to the Trump replacement rule that tries to clarify farm wetlands and make the Clean Water Act compliance easier. Grassley argues the candidate should tell farmers where he stands on WOTUS.
He's going to treat it just like he would treat packing the court. He says, wait till I get elected and you'll find out where I am.
But it was the Obama administration that wrote the 2015 WOTUS rule. That could ultimately come before the Supreme Court during a possible Biden administration, Grassley adds.
I think very definitely Biden would follow the Obama EPA. And you know what you'd end up doing? I don't know what state you live in, but if you lived in Iowa, 97% of your land would be regulated by EPA.
Grassley then adds that a more conservative Supreme Court, assuming confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the bench, could still by precedent be differential to agency expertise, though he points out some lower federal courts have ruled EPA overstepped its authority with WOTUS. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest check of agricultural news here on this Wednesday, right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now, only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock 2TL464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualified. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Texas Representative Jody Arrington has sent a letter to USDA and Ag Secretary Perdue regarding the Farm Service Agency offices. Arrington asking the agency to re-examine and update the COVID-19 standard operating procedures and safely reopen local Farm Service Agency offices. The representative says those offices are critical to hardworking agriculture producers, providing access to vital programs like the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program and wildfire hurricane indemnity programs. Their continued closure have caused frustrating and worrisome delays for those seeking the help they need. Arrington says while federal reopening regulations were necessary during the early stages of the pandemic, they now effectively prohibit necessities of entities from physically reopening and processing vital important applications for relief programs. Arrington says the local FSA office needs the flexibility to open and allow for patient agriculture producers access to vital resources. Now, while ensuring the health and safety of employees is important, Arrington said we must find a way for those offices to open safely for the sake of the nation's farmers and ranchers. The National Resource Conservation Service released the final rule for updating the Conservation Stewardship Program, which the agency has directed to do in the 2018 Farm Bill. With the help of feedback from the ag producers and others in the industry, NRCS prioritized the implementation of the 2018 Farm Bill, including important changes to the Conservation Stewardship Program, which is designed to help farmers put more robust conservation activities in place. Those words from the NRCS boss Kevin Norton. But National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue said there are some improvements in the final rule, especially in its inclusion of soil health as a priority. However, he said the rule does not elaborate on how that goal will be achieved. He said he wants the agency to provide more specifics of how the program helped farmers build soil health to help sequester atmospheric carbon, increase yields, and prevent erosion. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here to talk about something we've talked about years, for years. The locks and dams on the important river system of the United States. I'll talk about a nearly completed dam after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
I've talked often over the past maybe 5 or 6 years about the need to improve locks and dams on our critical waterway system that moves a lot of agricultural product down the Mississippi and down the Illinois River and the several different regional winters in our state. And we seldom talk about a program that has been completed. But this week we can, because it appears that grain and other products could be flowing on the Illinois River again by the end of this month. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' major project to perform much-needed upgrades on 5 locks and dams on the Illinois River entered the home stretch recently. It remains on schedule. That's according to Mike Walsh, who is chief of locks and dams on the Illinois waterway for the Army Corps of Engineers Rock Island District. He said, in fact, the reopening phase began September 30th as the Peoria Lock and Dam returned to operation that day. Elsewhere, a key site downriver, LaGrange Lock and Dam at Versailles, Illinois, could open this month. The Dresden Island project remains 10 to 14 days ahead of schedule, and facilities at Marsales and Starved Rock are on schedule to open by the end of this month. The river previously closed to navigation in July for the project. But according to Mike Walsh, we're in the home stretch. He said that while inspecting the facilities at LaGrange. He said we're all real antsy to get back into operation. And we've already got boats at LaGrange waiting to lock through the lock and dam once it opens. LaGrange, Illinois, is a key site as it sits downriver and therefore handles the most tonnage of the 5 locks and dams. It also absorbs some of the most extensive flood issues and subsequently was in the worst shape after losing as much as 20-foot sections of its lock chamber walls to decay. And we sometimes don't give much thought or lose sight of the fact that if we didn't have the waterway system to move agricultural products to world markets, we would need thousands of more tanker trucks and railroad cars to move those products to the Gulf ports on the West Coast and on the Gulf of Mexico. So congratulations, Army Corps of Engineers and all the people who worked on it, on the completion of a major project. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
You don't farm for just you. There's generations before you and generations that'll come after. You live up to legacy as much as you build one for the future to come. And it's why our all-new Gleaner S9 Series combines blend technology and know-how to give you the very best in control, comfort, and combine performance. It's the next generation Gleaner for the next generation of farming. Available at CanEquip in Marysville. The all-new S9 Series from Gleaner, built with the farmer in mind.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Thinking about expanding your mid-sized cattle operation? At some point, you will have to ask yourself when enough cows are enough cows on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get out in front of your harvest with a newly redesigned and vastly improved Lexion Combine from Claas. The world's most productive combine now harvests 31% more acres per hour with up to 43% greater fuel efficiency than its competitors. Lightning fast unloading speeds and the industry's largest grain tank. Get the only combine that harvests more in less time without sacrificing quality. For those who run the numbers, get ready to run the all-new Lexion Combine.
It's about time. Applied Planting, new Zyway 3D fungicide from FMC, delivers foliar disease protection from planting to harvest. Active ingredient flutriafol moves from the soil through the corn as it grows for inside-out protection from roots to tassel. For season-long protection, choose first-of-its-kind in-furrow Zyway 3D fungicide. To learn more, call 815-362-7747 today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Mid-sized cattle operations are often quite efficient and can turn a profit. Declining cattle numbers overall in the United States means prices have been good above the cost of production. Some producers see this as an opportunity to get bigger. But at what point will the scales tip away from their favor and beef production becomes negative? Chris Ringwall is an extension livestock specialist at North Dakota State University. He says when tempted with expansion, you have to know how much you can physically and economically handle.
If a producer had 100 cows and goes to 150, perhaps the facility could handle that. When a producer says, I have 100 cows, I'm going to 300 cows, now you've got to rethink in many cases because the facility was only built for 100 cows. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. Moderate growth is good, but at some point, those cows are going to outgrow the facility. Now you're going to have to invest more dollars in overhead.
You can acquire more ground for grazing and build more facilities, but Ringwall says the other side of that equation is always labor.
During the normal season, cattle are out and about. You can run it, manage a lot of cows. You can supervise. You can oversee. But when you bring cattle together, you still need labor. When you're calving, you need labor. When you work the calves, you need to have labor. Eventually, those questions have to be answered, and sometimes the labor just isn't there.
Take the time to go through a business planning process, put an expansion plan together, and see if it makes sense in black and white before you jump in. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about cattle expansion decisions at agriculture.com.
Hello and good Wednesday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Passing through the lunch hour, still more of the same as we've seen from today. A mixed to slightly lower day, lower in the livestock especially. October live cattle down 40 cents at 108.42. December drops 95 to $110.27. Feeder cattle also still mostly lower. October feeders drop 32 to 137.80. November down 37 at 136.45. Lean hogs, though, still with a slight gain today. October hogs up 62 cents at 78.42. December's up 247 to 68.62. Still some pressure on the grains today. However, the Kansas City wheat market is starting to rebound slightly. December Kansas City wheat still unchanged at 5.31 1/4. March also unchanged at 5.40 1/4 after a morning of slight losses. Chicago and spring wheat also seeing slight gains now here through the lunch hour. December corn still up 3 1/4 at 3.94 1/2. March up 1 1/4 at $4.5. However, they do see some lower numbers in the back futures months. Looking into the soybeans now, November beans still with a double-digit jump, up 12.25 at 10.56 1/4. January to 10.57 3/4. That's up 10 3/4 cents on the day. October soybean meal sharply higher as well, up 9.40 at 367.90. And December soy oil up 28 points as well to 33.90. Cotton complex, though, still a bit sour. December down 22 at 68.61. Energy markets are still mostly higher. However, natural gas still sharply lower, with November natural gas down 17 at 268. Heating oil up 1 at 118. And November natural gas still fractionally higher at $1.19 a gallon. Crude oil back over $40 a barrel. November up 63 cents to $40.83 a barrel. December's up 63 to $41.12. Gold and silver still trading higher today. Dollar index and the stock markets are mostly lower. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Come one, come all to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now, only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Except for 2024 Expedition XLT stock 220464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Level qualifying. All four rebates to dealer. Offers expire.
The only station with 7 decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.